The Week's Peak, hosted by Ralph Tranchi and Ezra Molina.
All right, yo, another peak. Welcome back to The Week's Peak. Today we're going to be talking about a variety of different things here today. We're mainly going to be talking about Harvard and how they have decided to go online. So we'll be talking about some pros and cons of that. We're also going to dive into a couple other things, such as apparently there's a blackout going on today. Something about buying things today off of stores. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then we'll also talk about TikTok and how United States thinking about deleting it from the United States stores. So that'll be a little interesting. And of course, we have our movie review and our life advice today. So yeah. Okay. Perfect. Cool. So Ezra, first thing first, man, how's it going?
You know what? I'm doing okay. I've had a pretty good week. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How was your 4th of July?
Oh, my 4th. I don't really do anything for my 4th because my animals get so scared.
Oh, man. I can imagine. Yeah.
How was yours?
Oh, man. I was chilling over here in my neighborhood. You know, nice. We lit the streets up.
I bet. But, dude, it was crazy this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially with I guess the Los Angeles banned fireworks, and then you know, it was just a whole like war zone out there.
Oh yeah, no, but, it was bad late.
Yeah, so it's cool, but you know, I'm proud of being American nowadays. You know,
oh, but, same.
But with everything going on, it's a weird time. Mm-hmm. But anyways, now let's get into it, man. Harvard, going online officially.
Yeah.
So apparently, I mean, there will be students on campus, but it will be the first year students. And then I guess they're going to flip it around end of the year with the seniors so they can finish off. Mm-hmm. But man, they're going online. What's your initial thoughts on that?
I think it's a safe, a safe option. Mm-hmm. But I think it is. I think it is so horrible because, yeah. I mean, I'm not the expert on like colleges. But Harvard is like the top college and is quite expensive to go to. Yeah. And it is such a waste to spend all that. Like, you're still getting the degree, but for an online education. Yeah. And it just won't match up.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost they're not.
Almost up to 50 grand, like, just to sit at home and teach yourself, you know? Like, but that's something, too, that I just don't understand. Why pay the full tuition? You know, I'm pretty sure, I forget which college it is, maybe Princeton, one of those, but they're taking like 10% from the tuition, and obviously it's still a lot of money.
10% is not, at least that's something.
Right.
Yeah. But
to pay the full tuition to go online at home, to learn pretty much by yourself like that, I can't wrap my mind around that. It's crazy. But and obviously there's a lot of, you know, there's pros with it. Like you said, it's safe, you know, and obviously we're still going through a pandemic, you know, and it's important to be safe. But and even with staff there and teachers who run the school, it'll be more safe for them. For those who are a little bit older, maybe have more risk, you know, they're able to stay safe themselves. But then talking about the students, too, you know, something that comes to mind for me is the mental health aspect of it, you know, and a lot of, I have a couple of friends who've reached out to me saying how like their head is just not there right now, you know, being home and studying themselves. Like, what are your thoughts on just the mental health aspect of it?
I personally can handle it. I'm very fine with, isolating and just doing things myself. Right. But I mean, we're humans, you know, we're social animals. So it's easy to get depressed when you're just, you know, cooped up in a cage, basically. Right. It's just not cool. I mean, there's no really other way around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. So yeah, you got to make an effort to talk to people over the phone or whatever.
Right.
In times like this.
Definitely. Yeah. Make sure, you know, you're stepping aside from the business side of things and just making sure that, you know, everything's going good up there is important. And I think people forget that too, you know, like, especially people who aren't really used to, staying indoors, most of the week and not really going out. you know, it's tough. It's tough transition, but then it has to happen, you know, and it's tough, but you know, there's only so much you can do, so much you can go back to normal. And I guess I'd hate saying, you know, we got to go to a new normal. You know, I feel like there has to be a time where we go back to the normal, you know, but right now, I don't know, you know, obviously most school or all schools going online, and it's just, you know, like you said, it's just, it's difficult, you know, and, but then you also have, you know, cons of those who are international students. They can't stay in the U.S. if the classes are online, and they got to go back.
Big problem home, you know? For them.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it makes sense. I don't disagree with it because it's just safer that way. It makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their visa or whatever it's called is for on-campus education, you know, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
But I mean, from that perspective, it just sucks.
Yeah.
It's just really a bit hardcore. So I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any moment, you know, you're taking that, that privilege away from someone who's here to study, you know, making them go back home and do classes online. Like it just, that's, it's tough. You know, you don't want to see it happen. But then, you know, you look at the situation and it's like, you know, what are you going to do? You know, like there are guidelines but I don't know, you know, it's tough.
It's a complicated situation. It's hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, cause like me personally, I'm not a big fan of online stuff. I know with my school, you know, we're going back a couple of days a week and then the rest, you know, we'll do online and, you know, I at least have that opportunity to be able to go on campus and have those connections with other people, with your friends, with staff, with other grade levels or whatever. Because, you know, it's important. And because mental health side of it is like the biggest thing for me, you know. And
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's real, you know. And I know we're gonna have an episode on here. I don't know, maybe next month with a mental health specialist or whatever, you know, they call them, to just talk about it because it's an important issue, you know. But you know, when you're in this situation and with the coronavirus and you know we're getting more cases per day. Apparently there's like another plague in China. Like,
oh, I did not hear about that.
Yeah. Like, you know, what else is there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, good news though, we're 7 months into the year.
You know? It's almost over and next year can't be worse.
Right. Right.
Don't quote me on that.
But anyway, yes. Do you have any last words on that before we move on?
No, not really. I just think it's really important. Just on this back to the school front, just at least, I don't know, man, once a day once a week or something for like commuters or something. I get not living on campus for colleges, but for high schools or whatever, it just does wonders to see those people, the staff, everybody. It's just really important. So I hope more schools will do something like that.
Right. Most of that, I completely agree. Completely agree. Yeah. So let's move on here. Real quick. So today is July 7th. Obviously, y'all are listening to this tomorrow, Wednesday. But apparently there's a blackout today. I had no idea about it. I just saw it this morning. But apparently they're asking people not to buy anything at all today. But if they do need to, just invest in Black-owned businesses. This is according to CNN. Ezra, I don't see the point in this. Maybe I get the message.
I get what they're... I mean, it's a nice gesture, I guess. Yeah. I guess this is showing that you want change or whatever, but
yeah.
I think the nonstop social media stuff and the some of the protests and then some of the riots have definitely shown that. Yeah. I just don't see the... I don't see the point in it either.
We're in a pandemic. Like, businesses aren't doing good.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that actually, if anything, I don't think there should be days where we're just not spending money. I think we really do. This is a time when we do need to consume and give to businesses.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, if you can afford it. I mean, so many people have lost their jobs and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
But got to stimulate that economy.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially now, you know, businesses, thankfully, you know, have been starting to open up more, but they've also started to close down a lot now.
Yes, they have.
Know, like, you know, so it's just, it's tough for them. I can only imagine what it's like being a, you know, a small business owner, you know, having your place shut down a second time, and having that profit taken away from you. It sucks. And then you have something like this going on, you know, if you're non African American, you know, and just trying to make a living for yourself, you know, this is really going to hurt. But I don't know, you know, how many people are participating. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I went out today. I bought food. I bought chicken strips and French fries because I'm 5 years old. And I bought a coffee too. And there were plenty of people. Yeah. So
yeah,
it should be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it's really not cool to specifically not give money to, you know, white business owners or Puerto Rican business, whatever, just because they're not black. That's something they can't control.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. It's a nice gesture, I guess, but I don't think it's thought out super well. Right. And I don't think it really serves a purpose.
Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, we just wanted to bring, because, you know, last time, you know, something was going on and we didn't piss off. Got it. We got to go through all the news.
But and again, I don't know how many people heard about this, but I didn't hear about it until like today. So yeah, maybe it wasn't spread out well, or maybe I just don't pay attention. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Same. Like I didn't know about it, and then I was going through Instagram and I saw it there, and I'm like, oh, what? You know. But anyways, so we brought some light to it. I want to get into TikTok here for a couple minutes. Do you know much about the situation?
I think I know a decent bit. TikTok steals some of your information because it, right?
Something like that.
Isn't it something like that? I read about it months ago when it first broke, but I kind of forgot.
Yeah. Apparently something about like China or something. I don't know the full thing of it, but all I know, they're trying to delete it. And low key, I'm feeling kind of happy. But
yeah, I don't mind it going. I think the app is just, I mean, if you've seen it, you know it's terrible.
you know. Yeah. But I don't really have much to say about it, but to think about deleting it, I'd be okay with it. I mean, that's that. I mean, if we get anything else, we'll talk about it next week. But I mean, that's it. Cool. So we're gonna hear from Anchor real quick, and then we'll come back with a movie review and some life advice. Okay, thank you all over at Anchor. Go check them out, anchor.fm. Listen to our podcast there. There may or may not be some special stuff there, but for the week's peak, but who knows? We'll see. And of course, you know, wherever you're listening, follow us. If it's possible on your platform, rate us 5 stars. It goes a long way. YouTube, subscribe, like, all of that. Y'all on YouTube, man. I know, Ezra, you're a YouTube
listener. I'm a YouTube listener myself. Man, yeah.
We love those YouTube listeners. They're consistent, you know, they all the good stuff. So appreciate y'all out there. Shout out to y'all. But Ezra, man, let's take it away.
Take it away. All right. Last weekend saw the new release of the recording of the stage musical Hamilton that recently, well, 5 years ago, took the world by storm and swept the awards season and made every eighth grade girl absolutely fawn over a man 300 years dead. It released this past weekend because Disney Plus was lacking content, and they recently acquired this, and we're going to release it next year during holiday season, but they moved it up to give incentive to continuing subscribers. This personally isn't super my thing. I'm not super into stage musicals. I know a lot of people are, but that's just me. But objectively speaking, it is a great watching experience. The main, I guess, draw, if you haven't already seen the musical, is the cinematography, which is simple and tight, and it just cuts between a variety of angles. It's I wouldn't exactly say that it's super thought out. It's more shot for coverage and just, you know, assembled in the editing room. And often does not show off the symmetry of the, what do you call it, stage. But it's dynamic enough to allow you to enjoy it and watch it easily and kind of get the whole picture of what's going on. And despite that, this movie, I guess, is a very good watch if you're definitely into it. And if not, you know, try it out. It's a rap musical. So if that's your thing, check out Hamilton.
Perfect. Another spotless, detailed review.
Beautiful review.
Good stuff. Cool. So yeah, make sure y'all go check that out, because we got the number one reviewer.
Number one in the world.
In the world, yes, sir.
Without a doubt. Cool.
For sure. Number one on the number one podcast, too.
Oh, that's true. Best of the best here at the Week's Peak.
Yes, sir. Cool. So we're going to wrap it up quick with some life advice. So today, I thought I'd give some advice on just not ignoring the signs in life. So yesterday, scrolling through Twitter, good old Twitter, we love it. And this basketball player tweeted something out that caught my eye. Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz. He said, "Don't ignore the signs you ask God to show you." So I just thought that stood out to me, because you know, a lot of times we ask for something and we get it, but we don't get it in full. So because we don't get it 100%, then we get mad about it, or we keep asking even when we already receive what we want, you know? And by the way, before anyone gets triggered, you can either keep God in there or keep God out. That's up to you. But if you're asking someone, you know, whoever that may be, for something, and, you know, a lot of times when we don't get what we want, you know, we get triggered, we get pissed off, all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, God just gives us things that are going to work for us. You know, he listens to us, right? And a lot of times we say, "Oh, my prayers weren't answered." Well, I mean, it's not true, you know, because somewhere in your life, that prayer is going to be answered. That thought, that whatever you want to call it, is answered. It just wasn't what you wanted in full. You know, sometimes you get what you want 100%. Sometimes you get 50% of it. But at the end of the day, you know, God hears conversations that you don't hear. So at the end of the day, just be grateful. Be grateful what you have. Be grateful what you get. Because, you know, sometimes you're not going to get what you want fully. But I guarantee you 110% certified right here, the Week's Peak, that, you know, you get what's needed. You know, not, what do they say in Batman, Commissioner Gordon, he said, "Not the hero we deserve." What do you say?
I'm not the hero we, dude. I totally don't remember which way it goes.
I can never remember.
I always mix it up.
Yeah, y'all know what we're talking about. One of the ways, but not what we deserve, but what we needed. Same thing right here. You know, you're not. Sometimes you're not gonna get. Actually, this doesn't work. What I'm trying to say. Oh snap. No, y'all get the point, man. Be grateful what you have. You're not going to always get what you want, but you're going to get what you need. So, yeah, very good. So just like that, another episode right out the window. Perfect. Ezra, you have any final words, anything you want to give to our people before we leave?
Final words? I don't think so. Just peace and love, you know, have fun.
Love the sound of that. Perfect. Cool. Well, appreciate y'all for listening. Another episode, another peak. We overcame it. We will see you at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This Saturday, we have a great episode coming up. So make sure y'all are listening to that. That being said, adios, I guess.
Adios.
deep, 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 de